Welcome to Humane. My name is David Jacobovich, and I will be your host throughout this series. Together, we will explore AI through fireside conversations with industry experts. From business executives and AI researchers to leaders who advance AI for all, Humane is the channel to release new AI products, to learn about industry trends, and to bridge the gap between humans and machines in the fourth industrial revolution. If you like this episode, remember to subscribe and leave a review. New AI trends in February 2020. Forecasting trends and the latest tech innovations, written and narrated by the author. Artificial intelligence remains a hot topic in tech, and as 2020 unravels, there's much optimism and expectations about this technology. Adoption of AI is increasing as people use it in day-to-day life, and the same applies to enterprises. Organizations deploying and implementing AI systems realize that the future of automation is starting, and ignoring the wave of change could mean bad outcomes for their market competitiveness. As China and the rest of the world battles coronavirus outbreaks, analytics and AI technologies have become our trusted ally as the Chinese government and the World Health Organization, or WHO, develop measures to combat the pandemic. In this week's trend article, I highlight current issues in AI, debates, and forecasting future trends. Welcome on board and let us review key trends for this week. IT budgets are falling. Is AI the much-awaited solution? With large data volumes coming from IT, Gartner research shows the number rising annually, but the shift by organizations from funding in IT is a matter of concern. This is where AI solutions come in handy, since they can transform system events in large numbers to manageable levels. Analysis of patterns and detection of logs is critical when overlaying on the network graph by organizing them into smaller segments. By reducing event streams by an estimated 95%, it is clear that AI is essential in addressing IT ops. Coronavirus outbreak and application of data and AI. As the coronavirus outbreak continues to soar, AI is our friend right now because of analyzing data and giving researchers options for addressing the pandemic. For instance, AI is currently being used to review medical information data to give researchers an idea of suitable drugs to stop the deadly virus. With the 2019 nCoV COVID-2019 or coronavirus taking a toll in China, measures should be put in place to avoid further spread and contain the outbreak. From Benevolent AI and Dirigen to InSilico and Blue Dot, these startups are walking the talk by using AI technology to analyze the coronavirus. The work by InSilico in reviewing molecule compounds by AI is a great development that could generate the cure for the 2019 nCoV coronavirus. Evaluating AI gains. Confirming the real gains of AI at the moment is not realistic given the constraints that corporate organizations experienced in the adoption of AI. Investing in AI technology is no easy road for most companies, as in the short term, the return on investments might come short of expectations. But there is hope, as a recent McKinsey report suggested, an increase in cash flow rates for companies as a result of investing in this technology. Reports about AI losses abound, and as I've previously mentioned, it is still too early to judge the return on investment for AI among businesses. From Waymo, whose valuation was slashed by 40%, to DeepMind, from Google posting losses of over $500 million, AI might not sound a viable option for corporations in the short run, but those who are persistent, the future sure looks bright. AI governance and regulation. Governance frameworks are critical for any industry, and the same applies to AI, which requires reforms for the technology to achieve its intended benefits. Given the benefits that AI could harness to our society and its emerging risks, developing effective policy frameworks will not only boost the potential of AI, but also help us understand its current limitations. Despite the goal of pushing towards AI regulation, the situation is not similar in all countries, with Chinese tech companies focusing on competitiveness and not regulatory issues. Cities have not been left behind in the governance of AI debate as they fill the gap by leading efforts in AI regulation. The debate on AI regulation never stops as industry stakeholders assess best practices needed to make this technology work for all of us. As the technological landscape evolves, the best course of action is to understand how regulations will fit in this change. As if that is not enough, top industry experts led by Google CEO Sundar Pichai claim that companies have an obligation of developing and overseeing the transformation of AI rather than leaving it to the will of market forces. Collaboration between governments and the private sector is of essence, as this will pave way for engagements and find better solutions. Digital journalism. Journalism is one area that AI has altered its workflow, and it is evident from a recent announcement by Reuters where the media company uses a summary system for news. The automated reports system for Reuters shows how prototypes are essential in changing news broadcasting. Similar to the workings of deepfakes, this system allows news anchors to report on currently happening events thanks to the combination of data from different news segments. By using algorithms and data, which develop summaries based on text, Reuters is leading the way in digital journalism. Synthesia is a startup from London credited with creating this technology, and it enables synthesis of news presenters' reports. Good and bad uses of AI. As AI integration in society gathers steam, there are many opinions about this technology, some good and some bad. Most people still do not understand the workings of AI, and with so much misinformation out there, confusion reigns. For example, most people assume that AI is purely based on automation, but that's not the case, as AI continues to assist in areas including decision-making by augmentation and providing intelligent information about our surroundings through the new sensor technologies that can relay information. AI is already transforming enterprises by helping them stay competitive and at the same time improving human life. From this, it is clear that focusing on the good side of AI is essential in the build-up to an automated future. AI is getting powerful. The powerful nature of AI is becoming evident as time passes, with questions arising about the extremes that this technology could bring. AI machines perform tasks based on programmed data, and sometimes over-relying on them to make decisions for us could spell disasters. Despite some critics saying that such a future is not possible, AI technology is being used to achieve more than ordinary results. Companies such as Google are using AI algorithms to influence more viewership on their YouTube platform, which validates the strength of AI. Forecasted AI and machine learning trends, 2020 and beyond. 2020 is going to be a defining year for machine learning and AI, given the fast-paced society ours has become. Sometimes it is difficult to predict the direction AI and ML will take, hence this requires a lot of careful observations and mapping of trends. AI is expected to advance its role and to start making smart choices by evolving from trend identification, as has been the case in the past. Analysts predict that an automated AI future will see work pace increase, with chatbots becoming our helpers in many instances, such as business customer service and personal lives. Augmented reality is another interesting area that will define the transformation of AI as it becomes practical in a few years' time. Besides trends analysis, AI will utilize computational models for forecasting. Cross-functional applications of AI. Adoption and implementation of AI is an event currently happening and could soon see companies positioning AI for their operations. Contrary to AI as a technology that is utilized on various platforms, AI is more than that, and it continues to diversify its roles while achieving desired goals. Fintech execution of AI systems attests to the acceleration of this technology in transforming service and product lines. Profitability is one benefit of using AI for business operations, according to fintech startups that believe the future will revolve around AI. Ethical and unethical use of AI. The discussion on ethics of AI should not fade anytime soon, as this topic is important as the AI sector evolves. Unfairness and bias brings out the bad side of AI, as seen from the hate speech algorithms that biased against African Americans compared to whites. Such an instance demonstrates the long road ahead for AI alongside the benefits of following ethical principles. Ethics and bias, therefore, should continue where AI stakeholders look at issues with a critical lens and achieving transparency. GPS navigation from AI and ML tools. GPS navigation is about to get much better with new research developments that will soon enable drivers to understand the nature of roads. Under this technology from MIT, it is expected that GPS technology will offer detailed, timely, and accurate information during driving, hence improving safety. As such, machine learning technology could solve the tedious process of tagging these images by working with satellites. ML technology will automatically update the maps by improving the visibility of roads and warning drivers about the impending dangers while driving. AI for Good Program. The AI for Good program is a noble step towards using AI technology for the good of humanity, as seen from the latest $40 million investment by Microsoft for the program. According to Microsoft, the AI for Good program is a step forward towards enabling better health around the world, and mostly for the less fortunate. Despite the complexity of a tech company initiating such a development, the benefits are incredible and could change the world for better. Thanks to the AI for Good program for Microsoft, there is focus on using AI technology to benefit the world through improved health. Measuring the potential of AI. As the potential of AI emerges each day, the time when AI implementation and full scale will take place has not arrived, but when it comes, change will emerge. From machine learning and deep learning technologies being used for controlling autonomous vehicles and downsizing large data sets into manageable amounts, it is clear that AI is coming to influence the world positively and better. At the same time, there are good and bad uses of AI, and it all comes down to the choices that we as humans make about implementation of this technology. This technology can do bad or good things because it does not care about implications, and this is where the human equation comes in. My final assessments. The assumption that traction towards AI adoption by companies will be easy does not hold true because of the current skill gaps. Organizations are concerned by the increased skill shortage in areas such as deep learning, despite data scientists and AI professionals entering the job market in droves. Note that not all the time will companies get the right number and skilled candidates for their operations. The study by Paltarian best captures these insights, with IT experts raising concerns about competitiveness. According to its survey results, there is an AI barrier emerging and influenced by an estimated gap of 49%. Regardless of efforts made by companies to hire data scientists, organizations complain of lack of the right candidates with the necessary skills to fill the roles. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Humane Podcast, and feel free to join our conversation on Medium. Hey humans, thanks for listening to this episode of Humane. My name is David Jacobovich, and if you like Humane, remember to click subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Luminary. Thanks for tuning in, and join us for our next episode. New releases are every Tuesday.